here's a story from The World.
At one time, the richest country in the Arab world, Saudi Arabia, invested billions of dollars in Lebanon. Now the Lebanese economy is in free fall. The situation has only gotten worse since the Saudis recently slapped an import ban on all Lebanese goods. The last straw for the Saudi government was a comment by a minister in Lebanon last month criticizing the war in Yemen. The world's Shirin Jafari reports from Beirut on the impact of the Saudi blockade.
Abdul Ghani Ghanoum has found himself thinking a lot about the sea, specifically the waters between the coast of Lebanon and Turkey. For this 24-year-old, that's what stands between a life of endless struggle here in Lebanon and a chance at a more stable one in Turkey. We live paycheck to paycheck, he says. No matter how much I work, I still don't earn enough to make ends meet. Ghanoum works at a paper factory on the outskirts of Beirut. He does all kinds of work here, from feeding giant rolls of paper into machines to cutting and binding papers together to make notebooks and calendars. He says his meager paycheck has shrunk even more in the last year or so because Lebanon's currency has lost its value. Ghanoum makes about $85 a month, but his friends who went to live in Turkey say they're making about $400 a month working at a coal factory. He says he wants to join them. Recently, Ghanoum found a smuggler who said he can take him to Turkey on a boat. It would cost him about $400 to get there, Ghanoum says. So he saved up some money and borrowed the rest. But the more he thought about it, the more he worried about the dangers. People are drowning at sea, he says. After discussing the idea with his wife, Ghanoum says he changed his mind. He decided he's not ready to take the risk. That is until a few weeks ago, when he heard the news about Saudi Arabia banning imports from Lebanon. The kingdom is where his company sells many of its paper products. CEO Ziad Bakhtar says orders of notebooks and calendars have been sitting in the warehouse since the announcement.
And nobody will take it because it was a personalized order for a special client.
Last year, Lebanon exported just over $200 million worth of goods to Saudi Arabia. That included things like chocolate, paper products, and jewelry. Bakhtash, who is also the head of the Association of Lebanese Industrialists, says the plan was to boost exports to Saudi Arabia to $600 million by next year. But now everything has come to a halt.
This is a big impact for us. We will lose in 2022 around $400 or $500 million export to Saudi Arabia.
Relations between Saudi Arabia and Lebanon have been sour for a while, but tensions intensified last April when Saudi customs officials seized a large shipment of captagon, an illegal amphetamine, hidden in a shipment of pomegranates from Lebanon. In response, Saudi Arabia banned imports of Lebanese fruits. That was a huge blow to farmers here. Mike Azar, a financial expert based in Beirut, says the political tension with Saudi Arabia could put another important source of revenue in jeopardy.
There's a large Lebanese diaspora in the Gulf countries, especially in Saudi, and they work there and earn a living there, but also they send remittances back home. And the Lebanese economy has become really dependent on remittances, especially in the last 2 years.
Azar says these remittances make up about 40% of Lebanon's GDP.
So Lebanon's relationship with the Gulf is very fundamental, at least from an economic perspective. It's very fundamental to the Lebanese economy.
Bakhtash, the CEO of the paper company, says he's thinking about relocating his operations outside of Lebanon.
I was 2 weeks ago in Muscat, Oman, to find out what are the opportunities and the subsidies that we can get from Muscat, Oman. We're going next week to the UAE. I'm trying to find out as well in Egypt.
That could mean laying off his 70 employees. People like Tarek Yunus, who's been working as plant manager for the past 5 years. Yunus says he's already posted his resume on job hunting websites.
I have to interview in the two next months in the Christmas vacation, and maybe if I succeed, I will travel.
Yuna says he's got one interview with a construction company and another one at a cosmetics factory, but they're in Ghana and Nigeria. His options are limited, he says, because now he can't get a visa to any of the Gulf countries because of the Saudi ban.
If I am traveling to Europe, once I said the Lebanese, oh, you are a refugee, maybe you are coming and you are not going back to your home country.
Going to the U.S., he says, is almost impossible because it's difficult to get a visa. So he's focused on Africa. Younes supports his parents here in Lebanon and says he worries about leaving them behind.
The idea I'm traveling are difficult for them.
But for now, he doesn't have much choice. He has to make a living, he says. If not in Lebanon, it has to be somewhere else. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari in Beirut, Lebanon.